The sin bin strikes again, and on this occasion, I have to hold my hands up in utter disgrace. I'm ashamed of myself.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again, and welcome to the Referee's World podcast, which offers education and training for referees of all levels. You can listen to our weekly podcast every Friday from 5 p.m. by subscribing on the website, which is refereesworld.co.uk, or by checking out your podcast provider. My name's Darren Cullum. I am a Level 5 referee with Somerset FA, and this is Technical Training Manager Referees at UAEFA. I don't think, Rich, there's been a week where I haven't messed that bit up. UAEFA, Richard Mellon.
Yeah, but it's not just UAEFA that you've messed up all these years, Dar. It's PGMOL, Southwest Referees Assessor Coordinator, all those things that I've ever done. I mean, my T-shirt is like it's not been ironed; it's creased, isn't it, all the time for you?
Well, you're getting a bit on your high horse now, are you? Because I can't pronounce your yeah, list of yeah. distinguished titles.
Good to talk to you, mate.
How are you, mate? All right?
Yeah, fine. Just been to the doctor's today. Blood test, full medical, all those things. Just been in the gym, done 6 kilometres in an hour. You know, I'm a happy 65-year-old, very healthy.
And I have to say, I can see you. You can't see me, but you're looking very dapper once again. Just to give you a sense of day and time, it is currently, as I speak, 20 to 2 here in the UK on a very warm Friday afternoon. And Rich is 3 hours ahead in Dubai, but I suggest that the temperatures are probably very slightly different. Go on then, temperature check then, Rich.
You want a temperature check? My temperature check or 36.1 when I went to the doctor's an hour and a half ago. The actual temperature here, the weather is 42 degrees today.
Right, there you go. So hopefully that's give you a little bit of sense of day. Right, we'll crack on with this episode. And on this particular episode, the sin bin strikes again. And on this occasion, I have to hold my hands up in utter disgrace and horror. I'm ashamed, Richard Mellon. I'm ashamed of myself. So,
let me say, Dad, I mean, I am surprised and I'm disappointed.
Oh, dear.
You know, For something that's been in place now, this is the second season or third season, I think it is. Third season, maybe. I remember when we went to Hinkley Point Social Club with the County FA, explanations with the Taunton and District League. They spelt out all the issues with the sin bin. The league were one of the, I think, 22 in the country that were experimenting it, first of all, and then it got rolled out the following season. And here we are. We are still finding out about the sin bin and how the effect of it has the impact on the game, and it's challenging some of our decision making. And this is why you're owning up. And
yeah,
I suppose if you hadn't owned up, I would never have found out, because I'm 3,000 miles away.
I think you would have done, because, as you know, in the world of refereeing, there is a gossip network, and you would have found out about it one way or another. I can guarantee that much. Rob McDonald. So
yeah, but I Rob McDonald and a few others. Brian Lee might have spread the word as well. So, you know.
Okay, so let me just put you in the situation, and I thought it would be good to discuss this, because, yeah, I put my hands up. I'm not ashamed by it. I'm not embarrassed by it. And I hope that many other referees listening to this will learn from it. And I dare say that many other referees as well, not just here in Somerset, but around the country, around the globe, potentially would have done done exactly the same as I had as well. So just to put you in the picture.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dad. I suppose somewhere in there is a little bit of empathy for the situation, but me being me, I expect referees to get use of the sin bin correct, definition of using the sin bin, how to use the sin bin, why to use the sin bin, and etc. But here we are. We're going to cover those areas of where there's maybe it's a little bit grey. Let's say that, shall we?
Yeah, I think that's the way to describe it, is a grey area of the sin bin. So here we are. This is a game that I did last week. It was a local cup game fixture. It was a great game of football. It was heading towards 1-1, and then we had to go into penalties. So in the 86th minute, I gave a sin bin to... I put one of the players in the sin bin. This was one of the away team players in the sin bin. The game carried on for a further 7 minutes. Okay.
Let me just stop you there, Dad. Yep. What did you put him in the sin bin for?
Because of a challenge that he was involved in, and he got up and dissentfully really shouted at me in the front of the dugout.
He shouted a little bit of his opinion at you,
yes,
did he?
Yes, he was slightly frustrated. And I showed him the card and I said to him, sorry, but you're not going to speak. Yes, but referee. But I said, no, that's fine. I accept that you're unhappy with the decision, but you're not going to be speaking to me like that on the field of play. So I was quite stern with him and I gave him the sin bin. So game carried on, like I said, for a further 7 minutes or so. Blew for the final whistle and it was a draw, so we had to go to penalties. A couple of minutes later, go on then, you're about to say something.
I was going to say, if it was a cup match and he was in the sin bin for 7 minutes, why didn't you play an extra three?
Because
if you try to understand what I'm saying here.
Right, okay.
Because I know what's coming.
Yeah, well, I'd already done. No, hang on a minute. No, it wasn't an extra minute. What am I about? There was no. So my maths is wrong here. I actually played an extra 4 or 5 minutes because there was some stoppages and there was a couple of injuries that I had to add a bit of extra time on. So it did go on a bit further. And I think I blew for full time. And I think he was like, he would have had a minute or so left in the sin bin. Along those lines. And I know you're being uber critical here.
Let me say to you, let's use the facts. The facts are it's 10 minutes in the sin bin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had played 8 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, if my maths are correct, yeah.
Well, maybe, you should have just, stretched it out a little bit more, got him back on the field of play, and then you wouldn't have had the problem that you had.
I get that, Rich, but at the time, I didn't want to spend, the pace of the game had really picked up because they desperately wanted that goal. Okay, they didn't want to go to a penalty shootout. So you know the situation. Right. And I didn't want to concentrate on worrying whether or not a chap needs to be back on the field of play so that he avoids taking a penalty. I just needed to concentrate on the game and the correct amount of time that I was allowing to play it.
Okay, then let's go to the facts. He was given a 10-minute in the sin bin. After 8 minutes, the end of the game arrived and you blew the final whistle.
That's correct.
What happened next?
So, then there's that little discussion with all the teams. And whilst I was preparing myself, the said player came up and said to me, am I allowed to play the penalties? And I said, no. And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah, you're in the sin bin. And so I said no. Mm. And I was wrong and incorrect in law.
Yeah, okay. That's in hindsight, because at the time you didn't think you were. Did anybody there question your decision? Did anybody give you an offer of advice or some guidance on use of the sin bin?
No. I was asked by the player and I think the team manager asked me. And I said, no, it's definitely not. He definitely can't play.
Okay. Let me say, you were positive in your decision-making, although you were incorrect.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go through it then. What's happened from there?
So we went into the penalty shootout and the home team won 3-2 because there was a few shots that were missed and saved and whatnot. And that's how it ended. And then the following day, I had a message from the RDO at Somerset FA, Matt Ever. He said, Darren, give me a quick call. Just need to chat with you about something. So I gave him a call. He asked me about the game. And then he decided to, he went on to explain what had happened, that there was somebody that was there at the game last night that had highlighted the fact that my decision was incorrect in law. And because of that, the game would have to be replayed.
So someone was there at the game who knew the laws of the game but didn't share their thoughts with you?
No.
That's disappointing.
It is a bit disappointing. And I think he felt, because I have actually spoken to that person, and there was no bad feeling, there was no heavy discussion about it. You know, hands up.
We're all in this game together. We may be individuals, of course, but collectively, we want to bring every game to a safe conclusion. That's the objective for players and referees, club officials.
He said to me that he didn't think it was his place to come and pipe up and get involved. So I sort of said, look, if I'm wrong in law and somebody who has other or better knowledge of the game than I do, please come and tell me, because if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know, and I would want to correct that.
Darren, let me say to you, just because I'm a technical manager for the UAEFA, I don't know everything. There are things that I have to check. Sometimes I think, hang on a minute, I better be careful before I make that comment, make that statement. And even yesterday, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was relating to the laws of the game and taking of the penalty kicks for, you know, to decide the end of the game. And I was doing some questions for our e-learning platform, and I wanted to know the right process, right procedure to have the correct outcome. And I had a drop-down list of four answers, and I wanted to make sure I was highlighting the correct answer. And it was all related to carrying over cautions or sanctions from the natural game into a penalty kick-out, penalty shootout situation. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'd caution, if I had cautioned a player during the game, I wanted to know if that caution was effective during penalty shootout. And if the kicker or if the goalkeeper was one of those people that I'd cautioned during the game, the goalkeeper was off the line and I cautioned him in the penalty shootout, is that two yellow cards? And I wanted to know that answer and to check. I wanted to check. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So even though I'm a technical manager, I don't know every answer and I have to check myself at times. And that's what we are as referees. We're humans.
I suppose looking back on it now, I could have gone to my phone. I could have said to him, look, hang on a minute. I just need to double check this because I'm not entirely sure. I didn't do that, because when I come into my football zone, if you like, I put the phone away and I don't touch it and I don't want to get distracted by it. So that's the reason why I didn't go to it.
Yeah, fair comment, though. I know we shouldn't go to the mobile phone, but if you're like me, and I know many others are the same, we've all got IFAB laws of the game on our mobile phone.
Mm. Yeah, people
think I'm playing with my phone, a game on my phone. No, I'm not. I'm looking at IFAB laws. And that's what I was doing yesterday for this particular reason. And just so people know, that the outcome of my question was, you don't carry over a yellow card into a penalty shootout, and a second yellow card does not become effective in the penalty shootout if the goalkeeper's off the line or the player taking the penalty feigns at the point of kicking the ball. That is not a second yellow card. That's a warning and then a yellow card. Yeah.
So it's kind of similar to the situation I was in. The sin bin
is not carried across
into a penalty shootout. So they were aggrieved by that. And, so the game has to be replayed. Not quite sure when it's going to be replayed or indeed if it already has been. But it was a lesson.
How did the information and the conversation go with Matt Eva then, Darren?
Matt was great. He said, look, don't worry about it. It's nothing to get too stressed. He said, I've got to be honest with you. He said, this is a situation that I have never come across myself. And in looking at it, I dare say that 99% of referees would have done exactly the same thing. He then said to me that he wasn't 100% sure himself and had to do as you've done and check it up himself.
Yeah. And those 99% of other referees are now checking the laws of the game.
So I threw the question at one of my little ref chat groups that I'm in. I threw it at a couple of friends of mine that you know very well. And they both came back to me and said, I don't know. They weren't actually sure about it, but could understand why I did what I did at the time.
As they often say here in Dubai, every day is a learning day.
Mm.
And that's the same anywhere, not just Dubai. You know, that's the same anywhere. And you had that learning experience, you know. It's when we make a mistake as referees, we're not likely to make that mistake again because that is logged within our semi-conscious that, you know, I won't do that again because that's not what I want to be doing. I don't want to be making mistakes. And that's what we are as referees. We don't like making mistakes. But unfortunately, to learn, that's what we do. We unfortunately make mistakes. And that's just part of being, you know, everyday human being.
And, you know, hopefully from that mistake, I wasn't fazed by it as such. For me, I thought it was great. And the funny thing is, after I'd had the conversation with Matt, the first thing I did was message you to tell you that the sin bin strikes again. Secondly, it was a case of this is going to make a great episode for the podcast. Now, in the other sin bin incident that we talked about a few episodes ago, I may have felt slightly different if the publicity surrounding it had been a lot more flavoursome, let's say. It wasn't like that because of the level that I was playing at. But ultimately, from that, I have learned a massive lesson. And because of that, we're talking about it on the podcast, which we all know a lot of referees listen to. So hopefully that will have done its little job by highlighting the fact that somebody who was sin-binned shortly before the end of a game going into a penalty kick now means that they can carry on and come out of the sin bin to take a kick.
Yeah. Well, that's twice in, what, last four podcasts we've talked about the sin bin.
Yeah.
And with it at certain levels, and I'll use the previous discussion that we had where it was where it happened in, was it FA Cup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That referee would have experienced some stress about it because he would have been very annoyed with himself about getting at something what might be regarded as basic law. Basic law is very important to our profile. And so if you've got knowledge combined with confidence, accuracy in your decision-making through good movement, you're halfway towards a really good performance. But we're all under pressure. We all know how to deal with pressure in different ways. And like I say, it does come with a bit of stress. So to our colleague who did the original game, Bridgewater United down at, was it Saltash, Darren?
No, it was Brixham.
Brixham, sorry.
Yeah.
Brixham. I hope our colleague has been able to sort of find time to relax and, you know, what's the word, readjust his focus on his refereeing, and it's not put him off too much. But to, like I say, the stress that comes with it is quite tough, to say the least.
Yeah, so I think, like I said, it's been a lesson, a learning curve, which hopefully many other referees can take on to this. So just to recap, if you sin bin a player, okay, and they're still in the sin bin at the end of the game and you go to a penalty shootout, that player is entitled to have a go at taking a penalty.
Yeah, because of what I was going to ask you, Dad, on the day when you said he wasn't able to take part in the penalty shootout, did you ask the other team to nominate somebody who also wouldn't be taking part in the penalty shootout?
No.
Okay.
No,
Just thinking a little bit wider of the mark here. You know, these things have to come into place, because if you'd sent off a player, that comes into play in the penalty shootout.
And just refresh me on that one.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not going to, because you need to read the laws of the game now.
No. Oh, yeah. That was a bollocking. I could just tell by the way you looked at the camera down the Skype there.
Of course, you can see me. Yeah.
The other
thing I was going to ask you, Dara, about the situation is what have the league said to you about it?
The last I spoke was that the league were going to have a meeting to discuss the incident, and the person that knew that this law was knew that my decision was wrong is actually part of the committee. So
that person should have come forward.
That person should have done. But like I said, he felt at the time it wasn't his place to do that. But you know, it's sort of done now. But
he's got a responsibility towards the competition.
Yeah.
Correct application for the competition. Yeah. You know, protection, like, you know.
So the way it was left was that the committee were going to get together, they were going to have a discussion, and I haven't heard anything, but I suppose the answer is basically going to be that the game is to be replayed.
Will they replay that or just do the penalty kick competition?
Well, I don't know, because I thought about this the other day, because the game was, it was a very good game of football, really, really good game of football. So effectively, it should only be the... See, this is where the law's just a bit sort of grey. Because really, in that situation, it's like two games in one, isn't it? When you've got a penalty shootout and the actual game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
May,
It's one of those that not being in the competition committee, we leave it to the competition committee to decide, because that's how they will come to the conclusion of looking after this particular cup match. But I wonder if that will be considered. I certainly don't imagine it will be, to be honest. They'll just say replay the whole game. Do you think you'll get the rearranged game as referee?
No, I probably won't do. I think that's a foregone conclusion, which, you know, that's fair enough. I wouldn't have been bothered either. I wouldn't have been bothered either way. If I don't get it, I don't get it. If I do get it, then brilliant. I would, you know, I'd apologise to everybody and crack on with the game of football, because it was a really good game of football.
Good. Yeah, that's it's a shame that happened. Good game of football, came to a conclusion in your opinion, and then all of a sudden you find out you were incorrect with the use of the sin bin.
But like I say, for those that are actually listening to the podcast at the moment, it'll be interesting to see, honestly, how many would have done exactly the same as what I did on that particular game.
You'll never know.
I'll never know. Yeah. Anyway, Rich, that brings our 20 minutes and this episode to a close. Do you have any more sort of foresight tips to pass on at this point based on my horrific, horrific decision-making?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't go as far as using the word horrific.
No.
For me, I am surprised, a little bit disappointed, mm-hmm. but these things happen. And I just say to you, our listeners, it makes no difference who we think we are regarding refereeing. We don't remember everything when we need to. And that's what, you know, challenges us to come back next time to be better. I remember those early days of when I was coming into my career, that all those moons ago, you know, people said you'll never make a referee so long as you've got a hole in your backside. That was almost, well, it was motivation for me to prove them wrong. And every time that I went out there, hand on heart, self-analyzed, like we all do, I know when I make a mistake. And, you know, that's what refereeing has learnt me to be honest with myself. You know, I'll use the quote again, every day's a learning day, and it never changes. That never changes. So, you know, learn from the experience, as we all do, and hopefully our listeners listening to this will, you know, put that into their little notebook, in their mental notebook, and remember if or when it happens to them, then they know exactly what to do.
And that's the end of this episode of the Referees World podcast. Don't forget, you can listen online. You can subscribe at refereesworld.co.uk. Your podcast provider will obviously provide the episodes for you. And of course, we have a whopping great big back catalogue of 10 years worth of episodes, which you're more than welcome to tuck into at your pleasure. Richard Mellon is in Dubai. Sure. I'm here in Somerset in my garage, and we'll catch up with you next time.
This is the Referees World podcast.